And so we ended the last talk on verse 11 of chapter 14. Now we're going to pick up with verse 12 and do the Passover Supper, where our Lord will institute the Eucharist. He planned all this. He wanted to be with us and to be our food and drink until we reach heaven. And his body and blood are that which has been sacrificed. So at this meal, we have the beginning of the whole sacrifice. So it begins, and on the first day of the unleavened bread, protoazima, or ketoazima, when it was customary to sacrifice. Actually, I'm going to start further back. No, I guess I'm not. I think I'll start there. All right. So, on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Judas the Iscariot, one of the 12, went off to the high priest so that he might hand him over, betray him. I want to take a few minutes with this word because it's so important. It's paradidone in Greek, to hand over. Paradosis comes from this, and that means tradition, what we hand over to the next generation. But it also means, as it does here, you see, he's one of the 12, and he goes to the high priest so that he might hand him over to them. This becomes a key word for this whole process in which we are involved ourselves, because insofar as we're not faithful to the Lord, in a way, we hand him over. The text, you see, says, for instance, there in Galatians, I live now by faith in the Son of God who loved me and handed himself over for me. Just yield to this evil force and be killed. And in that act, break its back, rise from the dead, and be finished with sin and death. So this is the first time now in this context that it comes. And Judas Iscariot, this is verse 10 of chapter 14. Starting with verse 10, to get ready in order to hand him over. And they were delighted. And then, on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, the Passover lamb is Jesus. His disciples said to him, "Where do you wish us to go and make preparation that you might eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go off into the city, and a man carrying a jar will meet you." Now, there's very interesting there because men rarely carry water jars. That's woman's work. Now, there are many people who make perhaps more of this than they can. The Essenes, the people who lived at the Dead Sea, also had headquarters or groups in the city and up in Nazareth as well, too, and in the north. If they were celibate, they didn't have wives to carry that water, so they had to carry it themselves. That may be making more of it than is possible. But go off into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you, which is, I say, not common. Follow him. And wherever he goes in, say to the master of the house, the teacher says, where is my guest room, where I might eat the Passover with my disciples? That expression, my disciples, it's the first time it has come in the gospel. And he will show you a large upstairs room furnished with couches and ready, and there make preparations for us. And the disciples went off and went into the city, and they found things just as he told them, and they prepared the Passover. One of the things that Mark wants us to get out of these verses 12 to 16 is that Jesus is master of all these events. Yes, he's going to be arrested, tortured, tried by the Romans, and killed. But he is master. He is the Lord. And he's suffering willingly for us. So, it's not like watching a movie. It's like trying to enter into the heart of Jesus to understand, A, how much he loves us, and B, how we should live. And that's what's going on here. But as I say, commentators can say, well, a man carrying a jar of water, the reason why the Lord could say you'll find a man, because men rarely carry the water jug. The women did that. But if he's a celibate Essene, well, he doesn't have a woman, he's carrying it himself. In any event, that might be going further than the evidence, but it's an interesting hypothesis. Okay, and now, and when evening came, he came with the 12. And as they were reclining and eating, Jesus said, now, you'll have a sentence like that later on, and we'll talk about it when we get there. Jesus said, amen, I say to you, one among you will hand me over, the one eating with me. And that's where we get traitor from, you see, traitore. Hand me over. And this is that famous word I just talked to you about, parodidomi, okay? One of you will hand me over. And that's verse 18. They began to be sad and say to him one after the other, it's not I, is it? But he said to them, it's one of the 12. They must have been so shocked and so heartbroken. One of us is going to hand him over. Hand over means surrender him to those who want to kill him. And that's why that word gets to have such powerful and almost technical overtones in Christian vocabulary. Amen, I say to you, one among you will hand me over, the one eating with me. They began to be sad and say to him one after the other, it isn't I, is it? But he said to them, one of the 12. That's all he said. One dipping with me into the bowl with the bread. For the Son of Man goes away as it is written about him, but woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is handed over. It would have been better for him if that man were not born. Those are powerful words. Does that mean he's damned? We don't know. But to be better that you were never born, oof. And again, this technical word, you see, woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is handed over. And I started to tell you, and I think I forgot. The life I live now, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and handed himself over for me. He's his own hander over, his own traitor. He hands himself over. Yes, Judas does his part, but only because Jesus allows it. He hands himself over, you see? And so then, as they were eating, and now we have in verses 22 to 25, the account of the institution of the Eucharist. Taking bread, saying a blessing, he broke and gave it to them. Those gestures you can find at the multiplication too, you see. And said, this is my body. This is my body. Now, he didn't mean this stands for my body. He means this is my body. And this is the foundation of the Eucharist, okay? And taking the cup and giving thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, this is my blood of the covenant. The new covenant is going to be instituted with blood, just as the old one was. Huh? Amen, amen, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God with you. We will celebrate forever in the presence of my Father with all the angels and all the blessed. There will be, as it were, a Eucharistic celebration. That's why every Mass reflects heaven. The angels are there by the thousands. They don't take up any room, and they can be our, and they're worshiping with us, leading us. You don't think they'd leave the Lord alone with us when we're so dumb we don't even know who's there? No. The angels are there too. And so he says this, you see. I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of heaven, which is now. Now. This precious gift of the Eucharist. And Paul in 1 Corinthians develops this. And on Holy Thursday, it's meditated on. Okay? Until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom. And having sung a hymn, which will be the last hymn of the Seder Supper. Seder means order. This meal is very ordered. It's ordered to remembering. Eis en omnisi. Well, up until now, God's people remembered what the God had done at the Exodus. From this moment on, they will remember by taking the bread and wine and remembering the passion and resurrection. And the power of the Holy Spirit will make this bread and wine really the body and blood of Christ. Really. And we feed on this glorious, radiant, risen body and blood of Jesus Christ. And he institutes it here on the very eve of his death. I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of heaven, which for him is 3 days away. And so, our text moves on, but we'll stop there so that we can start new after the break.